Can I have your attention? These beaches are officially closing for today. That means absolutely no more swimming.
Cool intro.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello, everyone.
Jesus.
Hello, everyone. Don't stop. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Michael Catchmar. Welcome to Lifeguards Off Duty with Dr. Michael Catchmar and Tyler. Today's date is March 26th, the year of our Lord, 2024 AD.
We were scrambling for a little bit there with all the technical difficulties.
Yeah, why don't you get rid of that other stuff in the background there? Yeah, get rid of that.
We can get rid of that.
So
this.
We have Tyler doing the camera work. People don't realize that there's a lot of stuff going on in the background when you do these shows. It's not as straightforward as you think. There's a lot of, we're streaming to five or six different platforms, and we got multiple cameras. And
there's also not a live producer in here sitting with us.
No, you got the
camera switch.
Yeah,
you got the Rodecaster that's like doing all the sound.
Yeah, see, I'm moving.
I got the keyboard right here. There it is. There's everything.
There's everything. So yeah, I'm moving over here. So
I'm sure our viewer. Look at them. I'm not even facing.
No, what's up, that's guys? Okay. There you go. This is the better one. So Tyler's got some. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. I want to remind everybody on YouTube, if you could please share and subscribe. It really helps us. Also, if you could put a comment on Apple. We're on the podcast. You know, definitely put some comments on the podcast. Help us out. We're trying to, we fund this ourselves for lifeguards, and we're trying to build the channel. Hopefully this summer we could do a little more. You know, we do this part-time.
It's hard to fund this operation on a lifeguard salary, isn't
it? Yeah, well, it's hard to do. We're both working. We have other jobs, you know, so we try to get it out there. We have a lot of people who love listening to us, and we appreciate it. And but you got to give us some support. And I don't mean money. Just you know, give us a thumbs up. Comment, share it.
Oh, you know what? While you're talking about friends of the show, we owe our friend Scott Ruddle an apology for not getting back to you sooner rather than now. And two, we owe him a t-shirt and like some stickers and stuff.
Yeah,
he sent us some prizes.
Yeah, we got to make some more t-shirts. Well,
so, yeah,
just to let everybody know, you know, in September,
Scott, thank you for listening and thank you for being a friend of the show. And we hear you.
Yeah,
and we're on it.
Yeah, that, September Labor Day, I was making a I was involved in the water lifeguarding, and I fractured my collarbone on my left side. It's dislocated. Had to be operated on. Had a plate put in. Three months later, as a result,
the show has been. Put on
well,
a
three
back
well, let me make a point. But 3 months later, the plate had to come out, and then 6-7 weeks ago, I had this shoulder operated on for rotator cuff. It's feeling better, but it's still, you know, I can't do much with it.
Yeah.
So it's been tough. Haven't been doing a lot of shows because of that. I've been kind of decommissioned. So we're getting back in the swing of thing, and we're going to try to do some lifeguard stuff this summer, some rescues, and try to do some more interviews. I think we're going to try to expand it and maybe have, and we definitely want to get a lot of interviews. But anyway, so Tyler, I'm going to give it over to Tyler. Tyler has some events that are happening in the world.
I thought you had a couple too.
Now, I thought
you were the anchor of this show.
We got
a couple stories we want to talk about.
We talked on my last show. I just did scrubbing up. We talked about the bridge, you know, the ship that hit the bridge.
So, all right, you know what? We can talk about that. But you know what? I want to ask you about since you are the expert in the room, and we debated bringing this up because of you. I think the word you used was scam. But what's the deal with this kid whose friends had him dangle his legs in the ice cold water, and then they had to amputate them?
Oh, that caught
you. So what's the story with this?
That caught your eye. All the other things in the world
This is something that had a lifeguard been there, they might have stepped in.
No. Oh, I think it's a scam, first of all. And let me find it here. I'll find it. The story is that there was an insurance scam. And what the guy did is his friend talked him into putting his feet in in the cold, ice cold water for like 24 hours. And then it caused a frostbite, and that necessitated his legs to need to be amputated. And they thought they were going to get like $1.3 million
insurance.
So let me go. So let's see. Go to my iPad. Oh, you're on iPad now. Hang on. Let me plug it in. Let me get here. And just give
me a second. we can get you pulled up for sure.
Yeah, you can. You will. Hang on a second. It's all my thing is working right now. Just give it a minute. Here it is. So here it is. Here, student. I think this is a scam, but student persuaded by his friend to get his legs amputated for $1.3 million insurance scam. Wound up getting only $7,200 that he now has to return. Bro, prosecutors.
Can you imagine?
But look at the guy. He looks like he's walking, though. A student persuaded by his friend to get his legs amputated. So this is Zhang, 23, soaked his feet for over 10 hours in dry ice. So they get so badly frostbitten that he'd need a double amputation, prosecutors said. Let's see.
Okay, so when you say this is a scam, it's obviously they were trying to scam the insurance company.
But is there another level of scam you're seeing here? This guy walking here, if that's the guy who had his legs amputated, that wasn't him. So
maybe he's got some falsies. I don't know. Maybe they're carrying him.
So it says the 23-year-old man in Taiwan had his legs amputated, received $1.3 million insurance payment. Prosecutor says his friend urged him to soak his feet in 10 hours in a bucket of dry ice to get frostbite, per investigators. The plan backfired when medical staff thought his injury seemed suspicious. A university student in Taiwan who had his legs amputated and hosted receiving $1.3 million.
You got to remember people, when you're reading these articles out loud, that it's like you're speed reading in your head.
I speed, I actually read very fast. Like when I get somebody, like when somebody gives me a document, right? I'm sorry, I have to thank you for saying something. I read it and then I give it back to them. They go, did you read it? I go, yeah. I actually learned how to read really fast when I was in medical, in school, because I had to.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sorry, I'll slow down. So
No, it's okay.
Okay,
have you ever had to amputate someone's foot due to frostbite?
Yeah. A lot of the toes and everything. So it says Lee, suffered loss from trading cryptotherapy. There's a whole thing about this kid.
Let me take over the reading.
Hold on,
scroll up because this seems interesting. I want to.
Good.
All right, go back down a little bit more. All right, stop. So all right, Lau, also 23, suffered losses from. So this is the guy's friend that I'm assuming. Was the one who convinced him to put his legs in the dry ice.
Right.
Suffered losses from trading cryptocurrency, and he tricked Zhang into signing a legal note obligating him to pay about $800,000 per investigators. According to the local media, Lau told Zhang that gangsters were pursuing him. On January 26th, 2023, Lau and Zhang rode around Taipei on a motorbike at night, wanting to present the claim that Zhang was afflicted with frostbite while riding the vehicle in the late evening. Just days before, Zhang brought several expensive life insurance, travel insurance, and accident insurance policies. After their motorbike ride, Zhang soaked his feet in dry ice and was admitted to hospital, but medical staff sensed something was amiss while assessing him. His legs bore no shoe or sock marks, and his injuries appeared symmetrical, which were inconsistent with a naturally occurring frostbite injury. Yeah.
And the weather on the night of January 26th was also nowhere close to below freezing, with its coldest temperature about 42 degrees Fahrenheit. You can get frostbite, if it's the wind's blowing. As Taiwan is a subtropical region, cases of frostbite requiring amputation are unheard of.
I didn't even think about that.
That's like saying you got frostbite in Tortola.
Yeah,
You
tried saying, he went out on a motorbike in mild weather and had to get his legs.
Well, it is still cold, though. It was 42 degrees. It goes better. When police investigated Zhang and Liat Lai, in November, they found the plastic bucket used to freeze his feet, insurance documents, a white polystyrene box for dry ice. These kids were idiots. They weren't bright
idiots
to begin with.
That's my
conclusion. They weren't bright to begin with. And, maybe it's not a scam because, there are people this dumb. And in February, they amended the fraud. Oh, man. That's just so, you know.
Yeah, but they didn't even get it. It's funny when, like, they, I guess, pulled the scam off. He still only got $7,200, and then he had to return that.
Let me show you something. You know what?
So hilarious.
Well, you know what's pretty interesting? So look at these cops. I guess these are police, right? You know, United States that have, like, the SWAT teams, you know, the FBI with freaking all kinds of, you know, guns and everything. These guys don't even carry guns. You know, isn't that, it's pretty amazing. They look like, you know, they're probably investigating. Anyway, you like that. That was pretty funny.
Are there any effective ways?
I'm going to find something else.
Let's say, you know, you're one of the people that's in the freezing cold water when the Titanic goes down. Are there any effective ways to, like, raise your core body temperature to survive longer in freezing water like that?
Not really. You got to calm down. You know, if you have clothes on, like wool is usually helpful. You know, if you have a wool, it kind of keeps the warmth in, you know, but that's a tough one. That's, you know, I want to show you this one thing. No. So the answer is, you know, it's everybody's different. Some people survive longer than others. There are some people who will survive, but with the Titanic, I heard the water was like 32, 33.
Did I ever tell you about that fisherman in Iceland? This is in the 80s.
He survived how long?
His, like, fishing trawler got capsized, and him and, like, six people. This is what did I say? Iceland. So Iceland, 1980s. This guy's on a fishing trawler with the crew. It capsizes. The water's freezing cold. Definitely below freezing. And about five of them survived on the capsized vessel for a half hour, finally goes under, and then one by one, all his friends start dying.
Yeah.
And for some reason, hour after hour goes by, and this guy is still alive, still treading water.
Yeah.
Like, he ended up swimming. I can't remember how far he was off the coast. It wasn't close. It was, you know, 5-10 miles.
Yeah.
Ends up swimming all the way back to shore, finally gets to shore, then realizes that where he swam to was a straight ice cliff.
Oh, okay.
So had to go back out,
swim
back around, and then finally come in, and he survived. And they studied him, and they found out that the reason why he was able to survive so long in such cold water was because his layer of subcutaneous?
Was
closer to that of a seal than it was of a human.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are used to the cold. I mean, people, and they have fat layers, and everybody's different, and everybody can handle it differently. There's different degrees, but, you know, you stay in the water long enough, you'll die. I mean, that's just
this was hours on hours. Like,
yeah,
than any average human would have even survived on their best day.
Yeah. So let me show you this one here. Yeah, it's some, like I said, I've seen situations where people floated around, and but you get that, you start to hallucinate and you start to pass out. So go back to my thing. This is an old thing here. I found this, but this kind of caught
me.
Back
to the iPad.
Yeah, this was December 28, 2022. But this is just you know, we talk about drownings and everything. This was really heartbreaking. I, you know, because it reminds me of my granddaughter. You know, this New York teen who drowned the day before 18th birthday had a huge heart. Mom says, absolutely beautiful. So this was December 28, 2022. But, you know, kids are going down spring break now, this week, next week, you know. And she was vacationing in Florida earlier this month. This is 2022. She was swimming in the ocean. And but it says the mother, a girl who drowned just a day before her 18th birthday this month, remembering her daughter as a young woman, drowned while swimming at Cocoa Beach in Florida. I've been in that beach multiple times. I surfed there. My buddy lives in Melbourne, and that's a very popular beach. It's right near the NASA, you know, the Cape where they shoot the rockets off. And so this was a year ago, and it was terrible. She was swept out by current. I don't know whether or not they had lifeguards there or not, and she says the daughter were visiting Florida with the girls' getaway weekend. And you got to be so careful. You know, if you're not a good – there was a – I've seen girls who are very athletic, but they can't swim. And I tell them, if you go in the water, then put a life preserver on. You know, if there's no lifeguards, don't go in the water. But if you feel compelled to do it, at least put a life preserver on. You know, it's you're probably not going to drown. You'll get sucked out, but, you know, you're not going to drown. And, you know, this girl, she was a dancer. She played traveling basketball. So she was no slouch, you know, and she still drowned. And this is just really, you know, this one got me. It was just really, really, you know, sad. And so anyway, I just want to throw it out. So, you know, spring breakers, you're going down there. You guys are going to go in the water. Don't go in without lifeguards. And if the water's rough, don't go in, period. Mm-hmm. You know, stay out of the water. And especially if you guys are drinking or, you know, doing anything crazy like that, definitely stay out. But this girl here, it was sad, you know, and the mom. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just tough. So I want to throw that out. I know that we talk about lifeguard stuff all the time. And you could get me out of here. And, you know, what's the bottom line? Swim in front of a lifeguard, right? We can't say it enough. It happens every time. I guarantee there's going to be some kids this spring break who drown down there.
Well, yeah, because they're listening to us say that, and they're like, you guys are corny.
Well, you know yeah, well, they live forever.
Trust me, I know it sounds a little corny, you know? We're like the,
you guys got to swim over here.
But this girl never thought, you know, this girl never thought. I mean, she's smart, she's bright, she was beautiful, and, you know, she drowned. And it's just on vacation. So you don't know the water. Again, look around, know your environment. I think that some of the things you need to do is look around, know your environment. If there's no lifeguards there, then certainly don't go in the water. You know, even if it looks calm, because there's holes, there's rip currents. And again, if you guys want to go, put a life preserver on. You know, I mean, I know people think it's stupid. Or take a board out there. Take a boogie board. Take a life, a surfboard, you know.
Something.
People do get in trouble, but if you have a boogie board at least, you'll could stay floating out there for a long time, and you could ride some waves. And then leash the board. Put the leash on so you don't lose the board. You know, a flotation device makes a big difference. A lot of people could stay up, especially an athlete like that. If she had a little flotation, she would have been fine. It just would have gave her that time. She could float it out there, and somebody will see you if you're floating out there, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, what else did you want to talk about, Tyler? So I know we wanted to have a little short show today.
You ever watched Survivor?
Yeah.
Me and Marissa just started watching that.
I haven't watched it for a while.
Oh, one my of the lifeguards, God, it's so much fun.
One of the lifeguards on a beach troll, Mike Ward, he married one of the girls. She was a survivor.
That, oh, my God. I can't wait to get to that season. But that's a story for another day.
I went to the wedding there. It was pretty wild, you know.
Well, didn't they have some, wasn't their wedding on like People Magazine or something?
Yeah, People Magazine paid for it. It was at Long Branch, New Jersey. It was like there was some stars there. It was like out of control. Not like bad. It was good. It was the money they spent. They had a, you know those chocolate, you know those fountains, the chocolate fountains? You ever been to a wedding or any kind of event? It's a fountain, like, and it's out of chocolate.
Like the,
The ones I've seen are about two, you know, foot tall. This one was like 5 foot tall. It was. I mean, I've never. You know, it was like 5 foot tall. Everything was like crazy.
All in honor of one of our heights.
The wedding was on the beach. I remember the wedding was on the beach. You didn't wear shoes, and then it was this big ceremony. All these, all the people from Survivor and there was some famous people. I don't remember. She was friends with. Who was Baywatch girl? Who was her name?
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah. I don't know if she was there. Anyway, so they went inside. It was really crazy. The food was unbelievable, and there was a lot of security. You know, they didn't let anybody else. Everybody was there.
Baywatch is a fun show too.
Yeah, she was.
Survivor is a fun show. Me and my girl have been watching a lot, and every time they do all these water challenges, and I'm just seeing these people swim, just thinking. How easy, like, these challenges would be for a lifeguard. Because it's all, you know, do an entry and get to this buoy and dive down and grab something and bring it back. And you're looking at these people, and they're, like, good athletes, and they're just dying, like, drowning out there.
Yeah.
So My favorite is the old people that compete.
Yeah. So, listen, we're going on to, you know, crazy things, but I just want to make, you know, talk about something too, because I don't know these people. Like, we got guys listening to us in Australia. So what's happening in the United States, guys, you know, this thing about crime and everything, like in our area, it's getting... No, I want to just talk about it. Of course, I just brought it up here. You asked me what. But I just want to say, you know, we got all kinds of, we're going all over the place today, but it's a mishmash today. But this is a great one because
that one came out of left. I'm down for it. Let's go.
This is caught on camera. So this is Brick Township, which is north of us right now. Ocean and Monmouth County, where we live, there's been such a rash of break-ins to the house. People steal cars. And there's no, you know, kids are getting away.
Better knock on wood. No, I'm not telling you to switch the camera. I'm telling you to knock on wood.
So this is a great one here. So this was... when was this? This is a couple weeks ago, a week or two ago. So go to my iPad. So this is caught on camera.
I'm coming to you live from Dr. Michael Katchmar's iPad.
At least five thieves break into Brick Township home, steal Mercedes. Okay, so this is here. Terrifying moments were caught on camera for a family in Brick Township this week when a group of men broke into their home looking for car keys. It's a story repeated over and over in New Jersey in the last few years. That's because we have no bail. Kids could get away with murder. This state is, you know, liberal to the, you know, nth degree.
You're just quick sidebar. You're reading on that paragraph. Perfect.
So here you go. So Victor Alfario says it's the third time that in 3 years thieves tried taking his car, and this time they got it. They got in, and they were terrifying moments caught on camera for Brick Township. Broke into his house. Let me just, he said three. Okay. If we had gone downstairs and saw six or seven guys in the kitchen, you can imagine how scary that would be. They feel lucky. These people were in their house. They broke into their house. They were in their kitchen. He says, while my kids were sleeping, about five to seven guys came into our home around 2:30 a.m. They went at our house. They were in our house upwards of a half hour, he says. Security video captured the moments the brazen thieves surrounded his home driveway looking for a way in. They finally broke through a garage window, then in the kitchen. In the middle of the night, one of my kids came into my room and said, hey, heard stomping downstairs, and it was a rainy night, and I disregarded it. Just go back to sleep, okay? The number of thieves steadily rose from... the number of thefts steadily rose from 20 to 21 to 2023 statewide, more than 16,600 taken last year, according to state police. This is cars. A Range Rover was stolen out of a victim's garage in broad daylight, not far from this guy's house. And so what's happening is they're breaking in. You know, it's one thing stealing cars. You could get me out of here. I'll make a point here. One thing stealing cars, but when you steal, get rid of it. When you go into somebody's house while they're at home, that's a whole different level. Now, I encourage people to put their security alarm on. A lot of people have security in their house, but they only put it on when they leave the house. They don't put it on at night. You could do that because you could knock off the sensors. So I would say, number one, I'm going to give people advice. Put your alarm system on, and you know, there's a setting for it for night, okay? Number two, have security lights outside. Mm-hmm. Ones that when they walk by, the lights go off, okay? And light up the outside. You could buy these cheap bulbs now. They're dust to dawn. They're LED, and you know they bright up. What's going to happen if they don't do something? Is one somebody's going to go down like that, scare one of these kids, you know, and either one of these kids is going to have a gun or a knife, either attack you or knock you down, or you're going to come down with a gun. Because people have guns. And they're not going to back down. You know, you don't have an obligation in your house to retreat. You can't use. You have to use proportional force. You know, if these kids are not armed, you really can't. You shouldn't shoot them. You're not allowed to shoot them. And you know, but my point is that it's going to happen. You know, and it's bad. I feel bad because a lot of these kids are probably, you know, just naive, dumb kids. Maybe 15, 16, 17. Maybe some of them are harder criminals. But it's a tragedy. It's going to be a tragedy all the way around. And, you know, the police got to do something. Here's the thing. Now, a friend of mine, his daughter, they broke into her house up in Wall Township, which is about 30 miles north of here. They had it on camera. They had the guy's faces. They stole the car. They broke into the garage. They broke in the window. They called the police. The police came, said, we can't do anything about it. You know, we're not going to take the film. You know, we can't trace the, you know, they could trace the faces, but they're not going to. And I have police officers who They're called while the car's being stolen. Pull up on the scene. The car's driving down the road. They'll only go so far. The car takes off in high-speed chase. They have to back off. And the kids notice. And then if they do get caught, the kids, they might get arrested. They're out in an hour. Yeah. They post their own. There's no bail. I mean, you don't have to. And they're done. And they can keep going and going and going. So, you know, if you don't have
craziness.
So here's the thing. Well, in New York subways in New York City right now, you have National Guard and State Police because it's so bad. If you don't have justice, you have anarchy. And then the next thing is vigilantism. But anyway, I just thought it was pretty funny because that's something I've never seen this all the years that I lived around here. I've never seen these kids are breaking into the homes. And New Jersey is loaded up with guns. And you're going to start, it's sad, but it's going to happen. Yeah. If the governor wants to do something, he should do that. Maybe make an executive order that, you steal a car, you go, you know, and you're underage, you get a year. No, you don't make it a felony. Don't ruin their life, ruin their career. But you go to jail for a year.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe the parents get a fine. Mm. You know, you go, or like 6 months or whatever. But you can't just let them walk. You get caught stealing, you go to jail, you know, 6 months, a year.
I mean,
and try to rehabilitate them, you know, teach them a different way. But anyway, I think they're going to work on it. I think the state's starting to come around. They let it go too far. Anyway, what else you got to talk about? Anything else you want to go?
That about wraps it up. We got another show starting here in a few minutes.
All right. Well, listen, we you know, like I said, I'm sorry for being out of commission for a while. I had, you know, all that surgery I had done and everything. I'm feeling better. And
wanted to check in with you guys, our loyal listeners.
we talked about
wherever you may be, our 208 beautiful souls that follow us on YouTube and
our
beloved Instagram followers.
Like I said, we're not consistent. We're sorry about that. Follow us, give us a follow, a share, and a like on YouTube. And if you're on the podcast, Apple Podcast or Spotify, like us or you know, write a comment. It all helps.
Absolutely.
If, you know, we're not looking for any money or anything. Just respond on our internet, Rumble. You know, put a like, follow us, and that helps us out a lot. So thank you very much, Tyler. You want to say anything else? Goodbye to everyone.
Thank you. Goodbye, and everyone enjoy this beautiful night. Summer's almost here.
Yeah. Take care.
Let's go.